In the heart of ancient China, amidst the lush emerald expanse that whispered tales of yore, there unfolded a story of rebirth, magic, and destiny. A tale that began with the sudden electrifying crack of dawn, breaking the silence of the world as if the heavens themselves were parting to bestow upon the earth a marvel unseen for centuries. This was the moment that heralded the arrival of the Fengwang, the mythical Chinese phoenix, a creature of fire and grace, embodying the virtues of the celestial. As the sun cast its first golden rays, piercing the veil of night, a figure emerged from the shadows, her heart pounding with anticipation and awe. Lin, a young scholar with an insatiable thirst for knowledge, had ventured into the ancient forests on the whispers of villagers. They spoke of a legend reborn, a spectacle of light and fire that would illuminate the skies in a dance of colors unseen by any living soul for generations. Clutching her scrolls and ink, Lin's breath quickened as she navigated the dense underbrush, the promise of witnessing history pushing her forward. Lin gazed upward, her eyes wide with wonder, and whispered in a voice laced with excitement.
Could it truly be here, the Fengwang, the spirit of peace and prosperity?
The air around her began to warm, a gentle breeze carrying the scent of jasmine and embers, weaving through the trees like a serenade. And then, with a brilliance that stole the very breath from her lungs, it appeared. From the heart of the forest, atop the ancient altar of stones laid down by forgotten hands, the Fenghuang emerged. Its feathers shimmered in hues of fiery reds, deep oranges, and vibrant yellows, a tapestry of light against the morning sky. Its eyes, wise and knowing, met Lin's, and in that gaze, she felt an ancient wisdom, a connection to the world around her that she had never known. But the Fenghuang was not alone. Beside it stood a figure, cloaked in the garb of ancient scholars, an elder who seemed as timeless as the creature itself. This was Wei, the guardian of legends, a keeper of stories that bound the world of mortals to the celestial. Wei, noticing Lin's presence, turned toward her, his voice carrying the weight of centuries.
Ah, young seeker, what brings you to the altar of the Fenghuang at the break of dawn?
Lin stepped forward, reverence and curiosity mingling in her voice.
I've come to witness the rebirth, to learn of the Fenghuang. Its story has captivated me, and I seek to understand its essence, its place in our world.
Wei nodded, a smile playing at the corners of his lips, his eyes twinkling with an unspoken knowledge. He gestured toward the magnificent bird, speaking with a tone of warmth and respect.
The Fenghuang, you see, is not just a creature of fire and beauty. It symbolizes the harmony of the elements, the balance of yin and yang, and the eternal cycle of life and rebirth. Its appearance signifies the dawn of a new era, a time of peace and prosperity for all.
Lin listened, captivated as Wei spoke of ancient times, of emperors and sages who had sought the Fenghuang's wisdom, of how its song could soothe the restless spirits of nature and man alike. She scribbled furiously on her scrolls, eager to capture every word, every nuance of the legend unfolding before her. With a sense of awe and humility, Lin asked her next question, her voice soft but filled with a hunger for knowledge.
How can one earn the Fenghuang's blessing? How can we as mere mortals live in harmony with such a celestial being? How can one earn the Fenghuang's blessing? How can we as mere mortals live in harmony with such a celestial being?
Wei and the Fenghuang exchanged a glance, an unspoken understanding passing between them. Then, turning back to Lin, Wei's voice carried a deeper, more profound timbre. He spoke solemnly, his words echoing around the ancient forest, imbuing the air with a sense of purpose and destiny.
The Fenghuang sees not the riches or status of those it blesses, but the purity of their heart and the strength of their spirit. Live with virtue, seek wisdom, and strive for harmony in all things. This is the path to not only earning the Fenghuang's blessing, but also to achieving a life of true peace and fulfillment.
As the first light of day strengthened, bathing the altar in a golden glow, the Fenghuang spread its magnificent wings. It was a signal, a call to the world that it was time for a new beginning, a moment for the hearts of all who beheld it to ignite with the possibility of what could be. Lin stood in silent wonder, her heart alight with inspiration and a newfound resolve. As the Fenghuang took to the sky, its feathers trailing sparks of light that seemed to dance and play among the trees, she knew that her journey was only beginning. With scrolls in hand and a spirit filled with the lessons of the Fenghuang, she turned her gaze to the horizon, ready to share the tale of rebirth and harmony with the world. And so, under the watchful eye of the Guardian Way, Lin embarked on her quest, her path illuminated by the light of the Fenghuang. Through her words and deeds, she would spread the message of balance and peace, forever changing the hearts of those she met, weaving a new legend into the fabric of the world. In the heart of ancient China, amidst the emerald forests where legends breathe and the spirits of nature whisper, the tale of the Fenghuang and a young scholar named Lin continues to unfold. A story of magic, destiny, and the eternal dance of life and rebirth. A reminder that within us all burns the potential for greatness, for harmony, and for a world reborn in the image of beauty and peace. Following the enchanting encounter between Lin, the young scholar, and the majestic Fenghuang, let us delve deeper into the origins of this celestial creature. The Fenghuang, known as the Chinese Phoenix, is not just a figure of beauty and awe, but a symbol deeply rooted in Chinese mythology, embodying the essence of harmony and the eternal cycle of life and rebirth. The myth of the Fenghuang dates back to the earliest annals of Chinese history, a creature revered not only for its stunning appearance, but for its profound connection to the cosmos. Unlike its Western counterpart, the Phoenix, which is often associated with fire and rebirth from ashes, the Fenghuang represents the union of yin and yang, a balance of masculine and feminine virtues. It is said to appear in times of peace and prosperity, heralding a new era of benevolence and harmony. The Fenghuang's origins are shrouded in the mists of time, with tales suggesting its presence at the creation of the world, singing the song of creation as it flew across the heavens. It is a composite creature, embodying the features of several animals: the grace of a deer, the strength of a tiger, the serenity of a turtle, the agility of a dragon, and the lightness of a bird. This amalgamation symbolizes the virtues that the Fenghuang brings to those who witness its beauty: nobility, courage, prosperity, longevity, and renewal. Now let us paint a picture of the Fenghuang's breathtaking visage. Imagine a creature of such magnificence that its very presence brings light to the darkest of skies. Its feathers burst in a kaleidoscope of fiery hues, reds, oranges, and yellows blending into an ethereal glow that seems to dance with the wind. The Fenghuang's eyes, deep pools of wisdom, shine with the knowledge of ages, reflecting the world's beauty and complexity. Its body, graceful and majestic, moves with a dignity that commands respect and admiration from all creatures of the earth. Among the myriad of tales surrounding the Fenghuang, one story stands out, capturing the essence of its spirit and the profound symbolism it represents. This is the tale of the Great Harmony, a time when the Fenghuang descended upon the land of mortals to bring an end to strife and discord. Long ago, in a time of turmoil and division, the lands were fraught with conflict, and the hearts of men were filled with despair. It was then that the Fenghuang appeared, its arrival heralded by a celestial melody that resonated through the valleys and mountains, calming the storms and soothing the troubled hearts of all who heard it. The Fenghuang flew across the land, spreading its wings wide, and wherever its shadow touched, peace and prosperity followed. Rulers laid down their arms, and people came together, united in their awe of the creature. The Fenghuang's song spoke of unity, reminding them of the strength found in harmony and the beauty of a world where balance prevailed. For days, the Fenghuang stayed, and with each passing moment, the land transformed. Crops flourished, rivers flowed with clear water, and the people's spirits were lifted. It was a golden age of peace, inspired by the presence of the Fenghuang, a testament to the power of celestial harmony and the potential for renewal within every soul. As we reflect on the legend of the Feng Huang and its significance, it's clear that this mythical creature is more than just a story of beauty and magic. It embodies the ideals of balance, unity, and the transformative power of renewal. The Feng Huang's tale encourages us to seek harmony within ourselves and with the world around us, reminding us of the beauty that arises from the union of diverse elements. What can we learn from the Feng Huang's message in our lives today? How can we embody the virtues of balance, courage, and renewal in a world that often seems divided? These are the questions that the legend of the Feng Huang invites us to ponder, offering a path to a more harmonious and fulfilling existence. Unlock the mysteries of myths and legends with the Mythical Podcast. With new episodes available every other day, follow or subscribe on your favorite platform to never miss a tale. Share your feedback, insights, or the myths and legends you're curious about. Your suggestions light the path we travel together. Thank you for listening to the Mythical Podcast. Until next time.